This broadcast of Bobcat Radio is sponsored by the University Bookstore. The University Bookstore has textbooks for all Texas State classes. More info online at bookstore.txstate.edu or at 245-2273.
All right, and we're back here on KTSW, the Friday crew, Warren, Ish, Dean, and Grant. He'll be with us the rest of the semester. If you weren't listening at the beginning of the show, and in the middle of the show, you heard the breaking news we had that LeBron is returning to the Cleveland Cavaliers. I wonder if Pat Riley's gutless. Remember what he said in that press conference? Yeah. We didn't talk about that, but gutless there. Pat, I don't think it's a gut, honestly. It's not that big a gutless move, honestly.
No, they need
he
to.
He went there, but it would have been different if he didn't win titles there, honestly.
Yeah. No, like I think Mickey Arison had the perfect response.
Yeah, he's
like,
disappointed, but he brought them so much joy, too.
He brought them, you know, that was probably the most interesting time in our lifetime in basketball. Like, these three superstars joining together, bringing the focus to Miami, bringing two titles to Miami, and the NBA season revolved around one city for 4 years.
Yeah.
And, that you know, that's all you can ask for, you know. Now, ESPN, like you said, first take's going to be camped in
Lake Erie.
Right,
I was going to say this. Just look at the 2011 Cleveland sports thing. The Browns obviously were bad.
Yeah.
The Cavs were bad post year one after LeBron, and the Indians were about to they did fire Manny Acta that year, and were just not doing well at all. And now look at it. The Indians made the playoffs last year. They're treading water. Johnny, say what you want about Johnny. I think we know I'm not the biggest Johnny fan around, but the Browns are relevant again, and then the Cavs are. Vegas said they are the odds-on favorite to win. They're 4-1.
It's an exciting time.
Fun times in Cleveland today.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that video, the Cleveland tourism videos.
Oh, no.
But that's what the one guy says, like, fun times in Cleveland today. So that's some joke. But, yeah, but going back to that, I think it's tough to trade Wiggins. Because he's so young, though. That's the thing.
He's so young. He's the real first. I mean, you can say what you want about Anthony Bennett. He was the de facto first overall.
I do think Anthony Bennett's going to have a big breakout year. He's lost 25 pounds, it looks like, on pictures. He has lost a ton of weight. He looks like he's in great shape. And we can. Who knows what's going to happen with that? But he just looks like he's in great shape.
Would you be happy with, like, if they went into the season with the roster right now?
Currently, no. We need to add some veterans because we're way too young. I think, like, a Ray Allen signing would be nice. I'm not so high on James Jones. See, that's another thing. We're going to bring in all these other old Heat guys, like the buddy, which is fine, I guess.
Cleveland Heat.
But then people are going to be, that's what people are going to be calling them, the Cleveland Heat. No, they're the Cavs, okay? That's the only thing, too. There's a lot of, I don't know, but I do think Ray Allen would be a very nice addition. Mike Miller, I think, but Mike Miller wants like $4 million a year. That's probably too much. Ray Allen, they could probably get on the veteran minimum.
I've always heard about, he could be on the move at any time. What do y'all do with Deion Waiters?
Egan's coming off the bench as a sixth man, I think.
You think so?
Or you could package him in the deal for Love, I think. He's not a... Deion Waiters is not bad.
About him and Kyrie not getting along too well.
That's been debunked, I think.
I've never heard that.
Well, there's conflicting reports, I think, on if they've always said they've had a good relationship. The media has said they haven't. So I don't really know about that. And Deion, I really think his true position is point guard. So you bring him off the bench as a point guard behind Kyrie to let Kyrie sit. He can get to the hole with the best of them in the league. He is really good at attacking the rim. So you bring him off the bench, that's some instant offense right there. That's another thing, too. You need some instant offense on the bench. The Cavs bench scoring was terrible the last couple of years because they're rolling out guys like Alonzo G and Matthew Dellavedova. And these guys, Dellavedova played well, but these guys belong in the D League. Or like 12th man on the roster. They don't belong starting and getting quality minutes. Like, Dellavedova played more minutes than Anthony Bennett last year. I know Bennett was hurt, but an undrafted rookie free agent played more minutes than the number one overall pick last year. Yeah, St. Mary's, yeah. But they do need to add veterans, though, because they are lacking veteran leadership. Well, obviously, LeBron, the biggest leader of the team, but they need more guys that know how to win is what they need. So I think Ray Allen might be a good. Maybe Powell takes less. I wouldn't be afraid. And they need front court help, too, because they traded that trade with Jarrett Jack and Tyler Zeller, too. They've only had Tristan Thompson, Varejao up front is pretty much their front line, so they're going to need some.
And Bennett still, but he
but Bennett's 6'8". He's not
he should be a power forward, but they could play him.
He's a tweener.
Bit. Yeah, he's
and
a tweener.
Like Thompson's 6'11", and Varejao 7 feet, so they need some front court depth there.
Get Birdman.
I don't know. I don't want Birdman. See, then we're going back to the Cleveland Heat then again.
Hey, Birdman. Birdman's Birdman. Birdman has no affiliation.
Yeah, no. I know that, but I don't know. I just think they're gonna. It's gonna be definitely interesting to see how they fill out the roster and see what moves they make.
And then
if they do the, because I have heard they have an offer on the table with the Wolves that does include Wiggins.
That's what I heard too.
And I know, and man, they're going to be paying a lot in luxury tax too if they sign Love to the deal, because Love's going to want some money. You know what, Dan Gilbert, the guy can.
He's raking
it. Only matters if you win. And if they do get Kevin Love, I think they're it's a finals or bust year. I think.
Currently,
I do think they do need to make the finals this year. I'm just going to go out and say that winning it might be a little different.
Because in the end, you still probably got to play the Spurs.
Yeah. Or even
Thunder.
And like somebody who beat the Spurs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck.
So the West is still Love, win or bust.
Yeah, I agree. But I do think getting to the finals is very necessary this year. Winning it, we'll see the roster.
Who else
does change.
Even, compete with them in the Eastern Conference?
I mean,
Pacers.
Where
do you think Stevenson's going?
That's true.
But
yes.
Lance is a knucklehead. I think the Pacers are going to be. I really do think the Pacers are going to be better off without Lance. Lance just brings down the team.
Team chemistry is
a very underrated thing, I think. Sometimes it's overrated too much. I know I just contradicted myself right there. But I do think, with a guy like Lance, he's just a knucklehead. And, you saw what he was doing. He would sit at the end of the. He would sit next to Larry Bird. You saw. They wouldn't even sit on the bench.
Yeah.
He's not even part of the team. And you can just tell Roy Hibbert. Or Paul George really weren't fans. Yeah, they asked him, does he want Lance back? And he, took him, 10 seconds
to
see him back.
We'll see where he goes. Yeah. I think the Pacers regroup somewhat. You know,
I agree.
It's the East.
CJ Miles, too. They signed CJ Miles.
That's right, CJ Miles.
Not a bad player. Never met a three done like.
And then it depends on where Melo goes as well. We talked about Chicago, so they could certainly challenge him right out the gate, but...
I do hope Melo goes back to the Knicks now, though.
Melo goes back to the Knicks, there you go. They brush the Knicks off, they'll be fine. We'll see where they are next year.
And, Brooklyn, too. People were pumping up Brooklyn. But, Pierce is a free agent. Garnett, too. He's still with them, right?
He might not.
Or he's going to retire. Yeah. There's a lot of miles on that.
They got your boy Jared Jackson.
On that body. He's real thrilled to get out of Cleveland, I'll tell you that. We're pleased to see him leave.
Yeah, you're rooting for the Knicks right now to sign.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And the Heat, they just what is it?
I mean, they
like I was I was listening to a lot of Miami sports talk radio this week just to see them freak out. It was pretty funny. They were in denial Wednesday. Then yesterday they got a little hopes up, and then denial today. They're we can just get Luol Deng and Trevor Reeves and be right back up there. I'm thinking, no, that's not how it goes.
You think they're burning jerseys right now?
Oh, of course they are. They said, I heard a caller say, he's like, what do we do to deserve this? That's what a Miami fan said. What do we do to deserve this? Come on.
Don't show up the time on
comedy. Yeah, finals game, empty seats, comedy session that was.
So the last tweet from Adrian Wojnarowski, Houston and Chris Bosh moving quickly to secure the deal with Bosh and... They plan to match Parsons' offer sheet.
Boy.
All the money.
Boy, the Heat are really going. They are just going down. I'm loving it, honestly.
Anybody have a live feed of Dwayne Wade's house?
Yeah.
It's just him staring.
He should just retire, honestly. But him opting out, though, I'm still kind of surprised.
I will say, before we end the show, that's the one thing that I'm really surprised about, is that Bosh and Wade and Haslam and Anderson all opted out without a guarantee that LeBron was coming back.
Yeah, I don't. I get Bosh opting out because he could have got the max there, but D-Wade, they're still going to offer him a lot, though. They're still going to offer him a lot of money.
He goes from making 17 to possibly 10 or 12.
Yeah, I think he'll take more than that.
I don't know, that was my big shock in all of this, is that they all opted out. Riley went ahead and signed McRoberts without a confirmation.
Yeah. I think they did it because of this. I mean,
yeah, I know. I know, that's he went ahead and signed him, so I don't know, that was my surprise, but... Congrats, Cleveland.
All
You're
right.
Back with
that is it for this just action at breaking news part, this breaking news episode of Bobcat Radio. We will be back next Friday. We will get this episode on the KTSW blog quickly. It should be up by the end of the night, so you can go back and listen to it again. And I hope everyone has a great Friday as I'm going to have. We'll see you next week, and be sure to tune in on Monday for more Bobcat Radio. Oh, the World Cup final, quickly, is Sunday, Argentina versus Germany. See you guys next week.